Saturday night at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Art Center's Rose Fire Bay, the Cardinal Stage Company's house manager, Kristen Murcott, was looking concerned and getting out some extra folding chairs. It was still 10 minutes to showtime, and the early arriving audience was quickly filling the small space. There was some buzz in the audience about seeing a new play by Glenn Berger. Cardinal produced his Oh Lovely Glowworm some time ago. There was more buzz about the success of Cardinal's efforts over its 5-year history. And most of the buzz was about the chance to see Bloomington favorite Mike Price solo in the Cardinal Stage Company's production of Glenn Berger's Underneath the Lintel. Mike has said that in a one-man show, the actor's not alone. He partners with the audience, and the audience was clearly ready. For Cardinal's founding artistic director, Randy White, producing this show is clearly a labor of love. He worked on the piece's creation and directed the initial production. With Mike Price, he felt that he had just the actor to bring the play to life. The play, a mini-epic loosely inspired by the Christian anti-Semitic legend of the Wandering Jew, begins with a dryly descriptive, beat-up, long-overdue library book. It's in the hands of an equally dry, if not quite so beat-up, Dutch librarian played by Price. He proceeds to track the book through a litany of place names, addresses, tram passes, cleaning tickets, and even occasional eyewitness reports to an expanded search that takes him around the globe and far back in time. The richly described chase of Underneath the Lintel and a growing mystery develop. Each of the scraps of evidence about the book and its bearer leads to an interesting and involving anecdote. Sci-fi fans of time travel and meta-history will be right at home, but others won't be left out, as Price's librarian becomes more and more animated and emotional, in a mix of frustrations, successes, and mounting excitement. He's caught up in the chase, and it's making him a more human and a sympathetic figure. Saturday night's packed house rewarded the show and Price with a standing ovation, a tricky thing in a tightly packed house. Performances of Underneath the Lintel continue through May 19th, and at the Theater for You, I'm George Walker.